The chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party says he's the one who can turn things around at the national level. It's Monday, December 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new study shows a number of Wisconsinites are receiving abortion medication from other states. And about a dozen European-style Christmas markets are popping up around the state of Wisconsin this season. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broom ball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is entering the race to lead the national party. Wickler announced his bid yesterday. He's among at least four people looking to become the next Democratic National Committee Chair. Speaking on CNN's Inside Politics, Wickler was asked why he deserves the job after President-elect Donald Trump flipped the state on his way to returning to the White House. Wickler argued that Wisconsin had the closest margin of any of the swing states, and he said his experience here has taught him how to win races in a closely divided political environment.
This is a purple, intense state, and what it teaches you when you fight in a state like Wisconsin is how to organize everywhere in rural areas, cities, suburbs, small towns, across race, ethnicity, gender, geography, generation, ideology.
Democrats are expected to choose a new chair in February. Current chair Jamie Harrison is not seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee in charge of hosting the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee raised more than $90 million to put on the event. Evan Casey has the details on how that money was used.
The 2024 RNC Host Committee was tasked with running the convention in Milwaukee. A filing with the Federal Election Commission showed they raised just over $92 million. Much of that money went towards setting up the arenas for the convention, transportation for guests, and a large welcome party. The committee has around $4 million left on hand, but some of that money will be used to pay remaining bills. Tim Sheehy is a treasurer of the host committee. He says the rest could be donated back to the community.
We hope with the funds that are remaining, we'll be able to continue to make those kinds of contributions to support Greater Milwaukee.
A report detailing the exact economic impact of the convention should be completed before the end of the year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A missing 7-year-old Two Rivers boy was found dead yesterday after an overnight search. The Two Rivers Police Department released a statement saying the body of Jacob Bear was recovered from the West Twin River yesterday morning. Multiple agencies aided in the search for Jacob beginning Saturday evening in Manitowoc County. According to police, the boy's parents lost sight of him while he was playing outside around 4:30 p.m. He was last seen in a park that's on the bank of the river. Police said, quote, "This tragic event is a reminder of how dangerous thin ice can be on our waterways, especially this time of year when it's very thin." They say the incident remains under investigation. An intergenerational care center that would provide daycare for children and adults with dementia will open a year from now in La Crosse County. The new center is part of an almost $20 million addition and renovation of a nursing home. La Crosse County Aging and Disability Resource Center manager Carissa Pagel-Smith says other Wisconsin counties have reached out to learn more about the unique approach.
A lot of these counties have been sitting with this unused space for a very long time, and in some cases have had some of these ideas and have run into those roadblocks that we have approached and have had conversations with the state about.
The county recently chose the YWCA of La Crosse to run the child care portion of the program. The program is expected to offer child care for 60 to 70 kids up to age 5 and respite care for 20 to 40 adults with mild to moderate dementia. Wisconsin law prohibits the use of telehealth for abortion services, but as Bridget Bowden reports, a new study shows a number of Wisconsinites are receiving abortion medication from other states.
Data from the organization We Count shows about 130 orders for abortion medication being shipped to Wisconsin from other states each month. Jenny Higgins is the director of the Collaborative for Reproductive Equity at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says the data comes from states with so-called shield laws.
The shield law protects the clinician in that case in providing telehealth medication abortion to a Wisconsinite even though telehealth is technically banned in our state for the use of abortion care.
It's unknown if all of those orders resulted in completed abortions. Higgins says abortion seekers may utilize telehealth because of cost or distance. Wisconsin currently has 4 abortion clinics located in Madison, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Climate advocates say Wisconsin homeowners can still take advantage of incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. That comes as President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to rescind unspent funds. Last year, federal data show more than 73,000 families in Wisconsin claimed tax credits to lower energy costs and make home energy upgrades. Kathy Koontz is director of Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change. She says residents can still claim 30% for the cost of heat pumps, insulation, and installing solar panels.
If you're in the process of doing some energy efficiency upgrades or you are looking at getting solar installed on your house, those incentives, those tax credits are all still in place at this point.
People can receive anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 as well in home rebates administered by the state's Focus on Energy program. A Milwaukee high school is giving students a chance to graduate with nearly a year's worth of college credits, which the school pays for. Corrine Hess has more on Pathways High.
Students at Pathways High Public Charter School are invited to stay for a fifth year of high school. While most seniors can't wait to graduate, these teens have an incentive to stay. Pathways offers students a chance to go to college, and the school foots the bill. School founder Julia Burns says this gives students a chance to learn what they want to do without going into debt.
Students today, you don't know what you don't know. Your world is changing very rapidly, and there's a lot of new careers, new just whole industries popping up, right? Especially in tech.
About half of Pathways' 30 graduating students stay for a fifth year. Many of them attend Milwaukee Area Technical College or the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's agriculture industry has grown in recent years despite the declining number of farms. A study found revenues from farming and food processing grew by nearly 11% between 2017 and 2022. During that same period, the number of Wisconsin farms fell by just under 10%. Jobs in farming and food processing also declined by 19%. Jeff Hadachek is an author of the report from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the industry has turned to labor-saving technology, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic.
You had potential labor shortages as a result of that, and maybe farmers were, and food industry was forced to adopt those technologies more quickly than they otherwise would have.
The report found that agriculture makes up about 14% of statewide greenhouse gas emissions. And finally, Wisconsin is seeing a growing number of European-style Christmas markets around the state. Anna Marie Yanni has more.
From Elkhart Lake to Pepin, Wisconsin has about a dozen European-style outdoor holiday markets. They sell artisan crafts and warm traditional foods. Ann Sayers is the secretary of the State Department of Tourism. She says people just love the markets.
You know, there are all these craft vendors and artisans that are displaying their goods. They're in booths or huts, and they're often decked out in lights and garland, and the visitors will just stroll through and probably grab some hot beverages, some food.
She says her team has seen more of these markets pop up across the state.
I think it's partly we have a really strong German heritage in Wisconsin, and these are kind of based off the Christkindl markets that you see in Germany.
To find a market near you, head to our list at WPR.org. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Lots going on today. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning and every single weekday after that, so just hit subscribe and we'll be there automatically. And don't forget, you can always leave us a rating and review. Let us know how we're doing. You can do that on your favorite podcast app or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.